Question from Osho Prabhu: Is our enthusiasm in bhakti a product of our sincerity and eagerness, or is it a product of Krishna's mercy? Answer: It is not a case of or, it can well be a case of and. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Sanatana Goswami renounces the whole world and in fact accepts living in the prison just so that he can stay, he can surrender his life to Lord Chaitanya. And finally, after taking great risk, he manages to come to Varanasi to meet him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appreciates, but appreciates in an extraordinary way. He says that Sanatana Goswami, you are extremely fortunate because the Super Soul has been so merciful to you that despite having royal opulence, you have renounced it all and have come to Krishna's lotus feet. Inconceivable are the movements of the Super Soul. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, it's interesting that he doesn't appreciate or glorify Sanatana Goswami saying that you are so renounced. Now, he does glorify him that way at other places, no doubt, and the Goswamis are known to be, are celebrated as being very renounced. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees Sanatana Goswami's renunciation also as a result of the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So, as devotees, we always need to adopt the attitude that is favorable for our bhakti. So, if our enthusiasm and our eagerness for practicing bhakti makes us proud and judgmental, thinking that, see, I am so enthusiastic, but these other pure devotees, they are so lazy, they are so apathetic, then we should know that we shouldn't take credit for our enthusiasm, because that enthusiasm can go away at any time. We should know that our enthusiasm is there, but it is not just because of myself, it is also because of Krishna's mercy. And therefore, instead, when we see other devotees being apathetic, we can pray, Krishna, Krishna, please, you have given me some enthusiasm, please bless these devotees also with similar enthusiasm. So that way we can be have a helpful attitude rather than a critical attitude towards others. Now, on the other hand, if we are not feeling enthusiastic ourselves, now at that time, the pratikul attitude, the unfavorable attitude to bhakti will be to think that, oh, no, Krishna is not giving his mercy to me, that's why I'm not enthusiastic. So when Krishna gives me his mercy, then I'll become enthusiastic. But that is a wrong attitude, because Krishna's mercy is always available. It is we who have to endeavor. Once Giriraj Maharaj, he came back after a long day. While Giriraj Maharaj was managing the Juhu temple, they were trying to get permissions for various things, and they would stay for hours and hours in offices, and they were stymied by the bureaucratic red tape in India, in Mumbai, and they came disheartened because they're not able to take things forward. And they came in the evening for Gaur Aarti and Prabhupada, and they just didn't feel like dancing. And Prabhupada told them that even if you don't feel like dancing, still you should dance, because by the dancing, by the doing, the feeling will come. So, what he did was he encouraged them to keep dance to do the activity, and the feeling will come. Not saying that. So the point we can infer from this is that when we don't feel enthusiastic, we shouldn't blame it. Oh, Krishna is not giving his mercy. Rather, you think, let me try to be enthusiastic. So let me try to be enthusiastic. Let me try to be eager. And it will be a reciprocal process. If I show my eager, whatever little eagerness I can muster right now, if I can show that to Krishna, then Krishna will increase my eagerness, and he will enable me to. He will then by that I'll become more eager. So always both factors are involved: our own enthusiasm and Krishna's mercy, and we can focus on that aspect. Which helps us to have the proper devotional consciousness while practicing bhakti. Thank you.